For many of us who live in the United States, the winter season has already introduced itself, and boy, has it been chilly. And when winter shows up, you know you have to be prepared, and so does your rental property, and so do your tenants. In this episode, we are going to cover the top 5 things you must do to protect your rental investment, your tenants, and yourself with a winter to-do checklist. We'll also tell you what you need to make sure your tenants do not do in your rental during the winter months, including things that could be very detrimental to their health and well-being. Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another value-packed Tenant Cloud podcast. If you want to be a more informed, better educated, and successful landlord, then stay tuned. With over a decade of property management experience, we bring you short and sweet, bite-sized pieces of incredibly valuable property management tidbits in 15 minutes or less. In today's podcast, like I said, we're going to cover a few things that you need to make sure that you are doing before the winter really hits your area. And I know for a lot of you, the winter season has already shown up in full force. And so hopefully you've already done some of these things, but there may be some things you haven't thought about. And hopefully this podcast will help you take those preventative measures to protect your rental, protect yourself, and protect your tenants and your just in general, your investment in your rental property. So the first thing that I want to cover real quick is something you've probably heard of. And again, some of these you will probably have heard of, but it's always good for a quick reminder. There are others that I think are not as common and you typically won't find them on like the top 5 lists online that you read in blogs and things like that. So some of these are very specific to your rental. So the first thing you want to do is you want to check your heating system. And this is a common thing that a lot of landlords get from their tenants during the first part of the winter months when the temperatures first start dropping into, you know, the 40s and the 50s, maybe even the 30s, and your tenants start turning on their heat for the first time. What happens is there's generally a buildup of dust and stuff on the heating coils of your HVAC system. And so when they turn it on for the first time after months and months of not using it, it starts to burn off that dust. And while it's very, very rare for it to actually create a full-blown fire, it can and has happened. But it still is a good thing, even though it is rare, it's a good thing to be preventative, take preventative measures and actually go and service the HVAC system. And so that way that you don't get those phone calls, first of all, from your concerned tenants who send you an email or even call 911 and ask for the fire department to come because they think that the house is burning down, when in fact it's just the HVAC system just burning off some dust. And so you can avoid those phone calls, those emergency maintenance tickets, those after-hours service requests for your maintenance team or your contractors. And in the end, it just removes a lot of the headache for everybody involved. So first item is check your AC, your heating system before the winter, before your tenants might turn that system on and you start getting those phone calls. The second one you want to do is you want to make sure that if you have a fireplace that has a chimney or an exhaust vent of any type, you want to make sure that you are cleaning those out. Why? Because a lot of times the chimneys will get a lot of soot inside of them and it will start to build up, and then it gets to a certain point where all of that stuff inside of the chimney or the exhaust vent will actually catch fire and start burning. I have been witness to a couple of chimney fires in my life, and it is insane, let me tell you. And they can get extremely dangerous. It's not just a flame shooting out of the top of a chimney off of the roof of a house, but it can actually catch the house itself on fire. And so you definitely don't want to play games with that. I can tell you firsthand, it is a crazy sight to see that happen. So you want to definitely make sure that you're taking those preventative measures, and you want to prevent chimney fires. And also it just helps improve the indoor air quality as well. Make sure that the flu and all that stuff is working properly. Make sure that if you have gates or if you have doors on the fireplace, that they're functioning properly. They won't fall off. They won't allow embers out, that type of thing. So just preventative maintenance on your chimney, on your fireplace is a great place to start when it comes to a winter checklist. Number two is you want to check your roof and your gutters. Why? Because your gutters throughout the fall likely got leaves inside of them. And even if you cannot see it from the ground, it is important that you check your gutters and your roof. Because what happens is when water drains off of the roof and goes into the gutter, if it can't drain properly, it's going to sit in there. And when it sits in there and then it freezes on a night that you have below freezing temperatures, it can cause a lot of damage to your roof, which ends up resulting in a roof leak or damages to your gutter, damages to the eaves of your roof, all kinds of things. Really bad things can happen anytime there is freezing. And those beautiful icicles that you see along the edge of your roof might not actually be very beautiful once you realize what they're actually doing to your rental investment property. So you definitely want to make sure that you are addressing this before the extreme temperatures hit. It can also happen during the winter, even after something is frozen. If the heat from your house thaws out any of the ice that's on your roof and then it flows down the roof onto the eaves or into the gutter and then refreezes because there's no longer a heat source warming it up from your attic space or your house or whatever, it can again refreeze and cause damages if it doesn't have somewhere to go. And it could be just even a small amount of leaves in your gutter that can cause this to happen. So you want to make sure there's nothing obstructing the water from freely draining. Even during the winter months, even when the fall is over, it's still something that is important to pay attention to and make sure that you're addressing. The fourth thing that you want to do is you want to check your steps, your sidewalks, and your driveways. And the reason that this is important is because anytime that there are cracks in the concrete or cement or anything on your property, moisture can get in there. And again, when moisture freezes, it expands. And when it expands, it can cause more damage and it can do other things to your investment. So it can also make things very slippery. It can make it a little bit more difficult for anything you put on the ground to actually thaw the ice out because it's down in that crack. And so you do want to make sure that you are checking your steps, doing any repairs, especially on places where there's a lot of frequent foot traffic. You want to make sure that you're doing patches and stuff on those to make sure that you're sealing off access for any moisture. And the other big thing you want to make sure that you're doing is you want to check for pipes, exterior pipes specifically, or pipes that are on an exterior wall that are not well insulated. You will want to do two things. If you can't access the pipes to wrap them with some type of insulation, even if it's temporary, you're going to want to run and drip the water periodically, even overnight, because you want to make sure that you're keeping the water flowing. As long as the water is flowing, it's generally a lot harder for it to freeze. And so you eliminate or reduce the risk of a pipe freezing. And then again, when it freezes, it expands. And that's where you start having things like broken pipes and so on and so forth. And so for exterior faucets, you're going to want to get one of those insulation caps. You can find them pretty much any retail store, Walmart, Amazon, eBay, doesn't matter. And it's an insulation cap that you can put on exterior faucets to help reduce the risk of them freezing during the winter months. And so you're going to want to get those and put those on any exterior faucets. You're going to want to disconnect all of your hoses, bring the hoses inside. You want to make sure they're going to be dried out and, again, reduce the risk for damage to any hoses that you use on your rental property. That being said, there's a few more things. Those are the top five. There are a few more things that I want to cover, which are just a few pointers for you for your rental property. And some of these might be things that your tenant would be responsible for. And then we'll also discuss real quick in a couple seconds about a couple minutes about things that your tenants, you need to make sure they're not doing in your rental, things that are detrimental to their health. And so the first thing I want to cover real quick is when it comes to outside plants, you want to make sure that they are being covered. If it's a freeze that's unexpected and your plant is still alive, still thriving, you want them and it hasn't really gone into hibernation for the winter or whatever type of plant it is, you're going to want to make sure that you're covering those plants with some type of covering. That can be bed sheets, plastic, drop cloths. There's different ones. You can usually find actual plant covers online. But the key here is, and this is a mistake a lot of people make, is the material should not be touching the foliage at all, because what happens is cold and heat transfers through material. And so if it's touching the foliage, you're pretty much defeating the purpose of putting it on there to begin with. In fact, it can even be more damaging to the plant because it's got direct contact with the source of heat or cold. And it's really bad if you don't take it off and the next morning the sun comes out and it's hot and it heats and it contains all that heat. You need to make sure that you're actually removing that coverage from your plants, because it basically creates this super hot greenhouse effect inside this tight enclosure over your plant, and then it ends up actually baking your plant, which you also don't want. So you don't want it to freeze, you don't want it to burn. So take precautions, make sure you're following the instructions when you are putting these covers over your plants, and make sure that you're protecting your investment, because as we all know, landscaping can be very expensive to swap that stuff out. So definitely want to protect it. The other thing that you want to make sure that you're doing is, it's something that's really hard to prevent throughout the year, but you want to make sure that your tenants are aware that they need to check any landings or steps when they're going out. And I know we talked about this, about sealing off any cracks or openings so that moisture can't get in them. But it's also true that the raised surfaces such as steps or railings or balconies and things like that can get very slick from ice and moisture on those really cold mornings. And so you want to make sure that you're just making your tenants aware, hey, remember you're living in a rental that has a balcony or a patio or steps leading up to it, and those can tend to get really, really cold. So we want to make sure that our tenants are taking preventative measures to make sure that they're not slipping and falling on those. It's true that over 1 million Americans have slip and fall accidents throughout the year, and those numbers go up significantly during the winter months. So again, just something to give your tenants a heads up, just to remind them, just one of those common sense things. The other thing that you want to make sure that your tenants are not doing, and this is where we get into the things that you want to help your tenants make smart decisions during the winter and think about things that could be detrimental to their health. And every year you hear about people who end up in the hospital, or they even end up dying as a result of doing these things. And so it's not a bad idea to just include these things in any notices that you send out for the winter. But the number one thing is, if the electricity goes out, do not run a generator inside the house. There is exhaust, it gets contained inside the home, and it kills people. There's carbon monoxide, and it will kill you. And it is extremely important that tenants understand that they do not run a generator inside the home. The second thing you want to make sure that tenants do not do during the winter is disconnect any or take batteries out of any carbon monoxide detectors in the home, especially if you have furnaces inside the home that put off carbon monoxide. Because if there is a clog or a break in a line or something and that carbon monoxide starts leaking into the rental, those tenants will not know, and it is a silent and it is a deadly killer. They will never know. If they're asleep at night, even if they're awake in the rental, they will not know if there's not a carbon monoxide detector going off to alert them that carbon monoxide is building up in the rental. And that brings up a second point. It's important that you as a landlord go and double check all of the batteries. If they're connected, just run tests on them, make sure that they're working. And if not, make sure that you swap them out that day. Because again, this is a huge, huge deal during the winter time. Lots of people end up in hospitals or even dead as a result of it. And the second thing, similar along the lines of that, is Make sure that your tenants are not running space heaters when they are not present. In fact, some rentals even forbid the use of space heaters. Now, I know that space heaters have come a long way in terms of technology, but they are still not exactly the safest source of heat, especially if you leave it abandoned. And even if the heat sensor, a lot of them now, they shut off when they reach a certain temperature, or they have the thermostat on them. So once it gets the room to a certain temperature, it'll cut off or just start blowing cool air. I know that a lot of them, they have tip over sensors so that when it falls over, it'll automatically turn off, but none of those things are guaranteed to work. And so it is very important that your tenants know that they either A, are not allowed to use space heaters in your rental, or two, that if they do use space heaters in your rental, that they must be present at all times and alert and conscious and awake to address any issues that may develop. And the third thing is, if your tenants are planning on going on vacation during the winter months, which a lot of them do, believe it or not, tenants and just in general, not just tenants, just people in general, will sometimes leave their house without making sure that the thermostat is set to a specific temperature on the heat setting, so that while they're gone for a week or 2 weeks or however long it is, that the house does not freeze while they're gone. And again, this can cause serious, serious problems inside the home, mostly due to water pipes freezing and breaking and flooding rental units. I have seen this happen time and again. I have read about it every year. If you go into any property management group, you'll see it time and again, over and over. So it is very important that it sounds like a common sense thing, but it's just one of those things you just have to remind people, hey, if you're going to be leaving for more than a day, you need to make sure that you are turning on the thermostat, set it to a heat setting, and set a temperature so that while you're gone, the rental is heated. And so that pretty much wraps up our list of things that you as a landlord or property manager should be doing, as well as things that you need to make sure that your tenants should not be doing. And so hopefully this just makes your life a little bit easier this winter as we roll into the really freezing months coming up here towards the mid to end November, all the way through in some areas as far as March or April. So good luck with landlording and good luck with the winter season. As always, thank you for listening to another Tenant Cloud podcast. We hope that this has brought you value. Please share this podcast with anybody that you know in property management or as a landlord who could benefit from listening to this information. And as always, please follow us wherever you're listening to this, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts on Spotify. And please rate us, especially if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts. The more times that people give us reviews, the more that we are bumped up and that more people can find us on the search listings and on the podcast listings. And so we really, really enjoy you spending time with us. We enjoy spending time with you. And we hope that we're able to continue bringing value to you in these podcasts. And we would love it, absolutely love it, if you would share us and with friends, family, coworkers, whatever, and also give us reviews. And we'll look forward to talking with you next time.